All right, we hear sailing on Tuesdays at 9:40 Pacific time, and that is time to talk sailing with our friends at sailsporttalk.com. Karen Lyle co-hosting this segment with me. No guests today. Karen, welcome to the show. SailGP, of course, is near and dear to you over at sailsporttalk.com, and it's been a little bit of a wild week. The SailGP's GP race in Rio de Janeiro was canceled because they found out that the dismasting for the Australian team in the last race was discovered, and it is a flaw that is consistent with all the fleet, so they want to address that. New Zealand let Ben Ainslie, our friend, the skipper, go. Not to be outdone, Ineos team then fired Peter Berling, their skipper. What is going on at SailGP?
Well, I'm here to help you sort it out, Rick, and for our listeners. It's an interesting dynamic. You know, if we start, first of all, let's talk about the dismasting of the boat. You know, we were talking to Taylor Canfield last week or a couple weeks ago. He was right there on the U.S. team boat, right next to Team Australia when the mast came off and just popped off. And I was actually at the shore watching from the shore, and, you know, the boats are coming around, they're tacking, and all of a sudden the mast just goes plop right into the water. And what Taylor had said was that it was just a huge sound that just came through their noise-canceling headphones, and he thought that they'd actually been hit. So dismasting is a really huge deal when it comes to being able to, you know, be safe in that kind of situation. And what they found was that it's due to some adhesion difficulty with an adhesive that was being used in probably the connection between the mast and the boat. And I've seen these things with the mast come apart, you know, so they have a big crane and the crane puts the mast on every time they are ready to drop it into the water. So I'm not sure exactly where the adhesion part of it takes place, because it's like a mechanical connection between the boat and the mast. But I think it was just an abundance of caution that they wanted to go through every part of the fleet, because the boats belong to all 12 teams' boats belong to SailGP, and they just want to make sure that that doesn't happen again.
You're not calling from the Winchester Mystery House, are you?
Well, you know, I have to admit, you can hear some construction work going on.
I didn't realize that, Karen.
I'm calling you in from my house, and I have to tell you that I've had construction work going on here for like 2 months, and that means odd people walking over the roof of my house and pounding, and car trucks out in my driveway. And anyway, anyone who's been through construction on their house can have some empathy for me on this.
Very good. Now, what I did not know, what you just said, is that SailGP owns all the crafts. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's a very unique situation. To give a little history, the SailGP race was actually born out of Larry Ellison's Oracle team winning the America's Cup in 2013. You remember that because that was such a big deal when we were here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And Larry wanted to have the America's Cup changed the nature of how the races are done, which is basically a challenger and then someone else who basically, accepts the challenge, and then they work out the rules. And the rules are different depending upon who's holding the cup, because those rules are worked out individually. And it's not like SailGP, which has grown out of this. Larry got frustrated with America's Cup, and he just said, I'm going to go make my own race. This is what I think I need to do. And so he made it, it's like a corporation. Basically, it owns the race, it owns the boats, it sells the teams to individuals who pay, you know, $65 million-ish per team. And then the teams will get their own sponsors, CEOs, and the owners of those teams will get their own sponsors. They get their own players. But the SailGP race is really run by the corporation. So that's a very new model and in the sailing world, and very different.
So is there a, how can I put this? Is there a Sail GP Corporation whereas there's some perk? Because I thought everybody got to design their own boats, but they were in, it was sort of like car racing that they had to be in the specifications. Are they allotted the same amount of money? Like, are they salary capped? How does that all work? Because you said they were all using the same adhesive.
It's completely different with Sail GP than it is with America's Cup. America's Cup is a design race. Each team basically mounts their own campaign. They are completely independent, and they're very secretive from each other. They develop within the challenger and the defender create a box rule. Each time, 4 years, there's an America's Cup, and that box rule basically says it has to be designed within these specifications. Then the teams that are the first, the challenger and defender, and then all the teams that come up and continue to become part of the race and challenge the defender as well in secondary, third, and fourth roles and so forth, basically will go into hiding, and they will take their design teams and they'll work within that box rule, and there's this whole big mystery, and people have spies, and you know, there's all these different situations to try and find out what the other guys are doing, because it really is as much about designing a fast boat as it is about the team. But SailGP is different. All the boats are the same. All the information about the boats and anything that happens to them is shared equally with all the teams. They get all the same data. So it's match racing that is, more if you were looking at it on the, you know, going down the level of match races, usually match races, all the boats are provided by the race, and then the sailors come on and they sail on the same kind of boats, and they basically do all of their, racing. And so it's about the skill of the racers. So that's really how SailGP is different from America's Cup.
Would you say that, I just think it's interesting that Larry Ellison, you know, you do need a rich guy now and then. Would you say he had the kind of prowess that like Ted Turner had? Because when I was a kid, I heard, oh, Ted Turner, you know, wins the America's Cup. And I thought, oh, he probably just sat there while someone... I didn't realize that he was actually a very talented mariner in his own right. What about Larry?
Well, Larry brought in the co-owner of the SailGP race, which is Russell Coutts, as Sir Russell Coutts, who is also an accomplished professional sailor with many, many credits to his name. And so Russell is really the person that I know the best. I mean, Russell and I talk, in between races and exchange words and hellos and kind of insider conversations here and there. I don't, I feel that what Larry is passionate about racing, but he's also a businessman. And there's no question that doing a race like SailGP or America's Cup, if you are in the tech business and you are doing deals with other people, the race is kind of like the excuse that people get together to be able to do their deals that have nothing to do with sailing. And when I was talking to one of the other teams, it's an E-Series race that a Saudi Arabia patron or business owner is setting up in Europe about it's boats that are motor boats, foiling motor boats that don't have sails, of course. It's Formula One, kind of patterned a little bit after SailGP. That race is growing up. One of the people who was buying a team there said to me, you know, it's not really about the racing. It's because of who's at the table, who comes, you know, we come and enjoy the race. You know, it's who we get to talk to. And that's really the scene. And that's very much true for America's Cup, for SailGP, for any of these races where the owners are, you know, multi-billionaires basically doing deals.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So what does this mean now for Rio that their race was canceled? Are they going to, obviously they're going to have to move on. Are they going to get promised another race the next time around? Because I can just imagine how crushing that is for the hotels and the restaurants and all the employees. I mean, that's a big one.
Well, I think that, you know, the SailGP race and the cities that are sponsoring the races are really working together every year to work out a schedule that's collaborative with everybody's requirements. It's not easy to come up with a schedule going from 12 to 12 different cities during the year because there's so many things on the ground in each city. So what I heard from Russell Coutts about this was that they were working with the Rio to come up with another time. So they're going to do a race in Rio. It's not that they are not going to ever do a race there. They're just going to try and figure out how they can fit it into the schedule. And so they're just focusing on getting the boats examined and the problem solved within the boats for the New York race, which is the next one coming up.
That's what I was going to say. Is there any, because I was going before with our guest Canfield last week is about, you know, how daunting it was that there was one race that was going to be like about a week away, but we did get, as I remember, about a month in between. So is there any doubt whatsoever that the New York race is under threat of us missing that one as well?
No, I don't think so, because this is something that they were able to identify what the problem was, and they can just solve the problem. So this is not, and I think it was out of an abundance of caution, not necessarily, you know, because it might be that maybe one or two other boats might have possibly had a similar incident as the Australian boat, but they just don't want to have that happen. You can imagine it's just, you know, to have a team be out of the play because of a defect is not something the CLGP race would want to have.
That's actually tremendous news for the Australian team, because I'm sure somebody thought maybe boneheadedness was the reason it broke, and now they can say, no, it broke because it was faulty. So that's kind of good.
It's nice to blame it on the boat, right?
No doubt.
Blame it on the bolts, whatever, you know?
Yeah, well, it's true. Everybody can go for more information on SailGP and everything out on the Seven Seas. Just go to the website, sailsporttalk.com. Karen Lyle, as always, thanks for your time.
Well, it's good talking to you, Rick, and I'm looking forward to next week on Tuesday for SailSportTalk.com. Thank you so much, Rick.
All right, there it is. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break and get on back on Titillating Sports.